Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Bandara Internasional Hamad di Doha, Qatar adalah salah satu dari sedikit bandara yang masih beroperasi selama pandemi coronavirus. Dan pada tanggal 2 Oktober lalu, di hub penerbangan itu terjadi insiden mengejutkan yang melibatkan beberapa orang wanita, termasuk 13 warga Australia. Menteri Luar Negeri Australia Mary Spain mengatakan, ia sangat terganggu dan sedang mencari jawaban dari pihak setempat.
This is a grossly disturbing, offensive, concerning set of events. It is not something I have ever heard of occurring in my life, in any context. We have made our views very clear to the Qatari authorities on this matter.
Penumpang di pesawat Qatar Airways dengan kode penerbangan QR908 siap lepas landas ketika otoritas Qatar dilaporkan menginstruksikan awak pesawat untuk meminta semua wanita untuk turun. Dan kemudian mulailah penyelidikan selama 4 jam tersebut. Tanpa penjelasan, para wanita itu dibawa ke ambulans yang menunggu di atas tarmak. Di sana, mereka diduga dipaksa untuk melepas pakaian dalam dan menjalani pemeriksaan internal tanpa persetujuan. Dr. Wolfgang Babek adalah penumpang dalam penerbangan yang sama.
I think we all thought the vulnerable people are being taken out. We also thought maybe it's just some COVID testing or some luggage. You know, sometimes it occurs, but it was strange to see that only the women should leave the plane. So I think everybody was a bit shocked, but you know, in this day and age with COVID, you sometimes just follow instructions as you're being told, and usually you have good faith in the stewardesses to go along.
Mr. Babek mengatakan banyak penumpang wanita yang terlihat tidak nyaman ketika mereka kembali ke dalam pesawat. Kemudian mereka diberitahu bahwa mereka telah digeledah secara fisik karena ditemukan seorang bayi prematur yang ditinggalkan di salah satu kamar mandi di bandara.
They were extremely distressed. Many of them were shell-shocked and couldn't even express what had happened. In such a situation, you don't ask question. It just doesn't feel right. Some women were speaking or their partners were speaking, and it transpired then more and more what had occurred, also not in full detail, but that a horrific event had taken place.
Mr. Babek, seorang pengacara internasional, mengatakan penumpang wanita tersebut berkumpul bersama di Bandara Sydney dan memutuskan untuk mengajukan pengaduan ke Polisi Federal Australia.
There was discussion what best to do and whether the embassy could request information, whether the police could help, or what are the best ways to do it. I mentioned that this is most likely a violation of human rights, in particular a convention that also Qatar is a signatory to, the ICCPR, and dignity and respect has been totally ignored in this case.
Pejabat Qatar sedang melakukan penyelidikan dan dipahami bahwa bayi tersebut aman dan sedang menerima perawatan medis. Tetapi ibu dari bayi itu belum ditemukan. Dan Menteri Payne menuntut penjelasan mendesak dari Duta Besar Qatar.
Well, I certainly want to see the report. I want to see the report of what occurred at the airport. I understand that the Qatari authorities intend to make that available. And then once I have seen that, we will determine next steps.
Sementara itu, pemimpin oposisi Anthony Albanese juga mengungkapkan amarah akan insiden tersebut.
The reports of this treatment are really disturbing. The idea that women could be subject to these very intrusive searches is, in my view, an absolute disgrace.
Karena aturan coronavirus, Duta Besar Qatar tidak dapat dipanggil ke Parlemen Federal, seperti yang biasa dilakukan ketika menangani masalah diplomatik yang serius seperti ini. Sebuah laporan dari Duta Besar Qatar diharapkan akan disampaikan ke Menteri Payne di akhir minggu ini.
sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.